An area of Midland that's home to several small manufacturers and auto repair shops now has a new dining option. While many residents work along and just off Vinden Street, Keith's Cafe and Catering represents the neighborhood's lone sit-down restaurant option. Nestled in a former laundromat, owner Keith Perot has created a charming soup and sandwich spot that also boasts what he notes is the town's largest salad bar. Featuring new wooden tables and chairs, large picture windows provide plenty of natural light for customers enjoying a morning or afternoon meal. We opened January 10th. Then we had a blizzard and the next day it was minus 32 degrees, Perot said. It's been a struggle. When we opened on the 10th, they, the province, shut the restaurants down that day, but we knew we had the takeout option. But now that restaurants are again allowed to offer in-person dining, Perot said that, since we've had people sitting in here the last few days, it's really been nice. Open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday to Saturday, the new food option offers some breakfast items as well as a wide array of salads and handhelds, including wraps, paninis and sandwiches and its famous Midland hoagie. There's also an array of baked goods, beverages and daily soups on offer. Perot said he's not competing with long-established eateries like Dino's on King Street, but rather wants to offer an alternative to fast food restaurants for those looking to eat fresh, healthy food. There's nothing here in this area where you can sit down, Perot said, noting employees at neighboring businesses seem to appreciate the new option and have become regular customers. The only other place to eat on Vinden remains Perot's other business, the Fish and Fry Inn Chip Truck. Perot said when he was deciding whether to sign a lease to rent the former laundromat, he called a friend for advice. He told Perot that his options were to either compete against someone else who might also decide to turn the space into a restaurant or compete against himself. He chose the latter. I'm trying to offer something different to the people in our area, explained Perot, 58. I'm competing against myself. And while Perot's Facebook page has been buzzing with many positive comments about his new venture, he's really hoping those good wishes translate into more people coming through the cafe's doors. I've got $28,000 invested in a sandwich shop, Perot said, noting that some might wonder about whether offering a salad bar is a good idea given the current state of the pandemic. But Perot noted buffet-style dining is again allowed under provincial regulations and precautions are in place, including ensuring all patrons wear a mask and gloves when loading up their plates with various salads and vegetables. A single trip to the salad bar is $9.95, with a second trip costing $4.95. An all-you-can-eat option is $16.95, while adding all-you-can-add soup brings the total to $19.95. And like many restaurants, Perot said the profit margins are low, especially when it comes to ensuring the salad bar is always stocked with fresh vegetables and other items. Originally, Perot thought he could do everything himself, but quickly realized he couldn't and made the decision to bring in a dedicated employee who's worked for him at the chip truck for several years. I'm working 16 hours a day, 6 days a week, he said of the need for some help. But it's not just the stainless steel salad bar or various appliances that raised the cost of opening a new restaurant nowadays. Due to provincial legislation, new restaurants have to be accessible to those with disabilities. That meant spending extra dollars to make sure the front doors and bathroom were accessible for those in wheelchairs. As an example of added costs, Perot pointed out the electrical bathroom door and accompanying push pads and panic button alone cost $4,300. Over the years, Perot has been a big supporter of charitable causes, including Wounded Warriors and the Salvation Army Food Bank, and wants to get more involved with the Georgian Bay Food Network. He added, I believe in giving back to the community. For more information, visit www.facebook.com/keithscafencatering or call 705-209-4428.